grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Boozed Up Brits Abroad. This week we are in Italy.
Italia.
And we've got our very special guests again this week.
Pain in the ass.
I love it
and
so much.
Pain in the ass.
Back.
We've got three again because Jin has insisted again on sitting with us. But at least she's moved this time, so she's a little bit more comfortable. And we have Polly and Rob back again with us this week.
Yay!
This week we are going to be drinking Campari. The video.
Italia.
So this is like a bitter drink. Hang on. Didn't have quite the same.
Oh, the bitter.
Still sexy.
Yeah, it'll be.
But it's red.
Right, yeah, because the colour changes everything. Is that sour because it's looks, green?
It looks
sweet. It's not sweet. If you're expecting sweet, you're gonna be in for a shock.
It's not.
Can I have a sniff? It actually smells sweet. Can I have a sniff? If you sniff it.
No, it's heavily bitter. We know it's bitter.
Well, I don't weed it.
I love how you go to sniff it and you're like
wrong nostril.
Only one works nowadays. I've had a heavy night nostril. On the gear.
It smells a little bit sweet.
It does smell
I know
sweet.
What it smells
have
like.
A whiff.
It smells like it could be sweet, but I know it's not.
Yeah.
What the fuck do I want it for?
Do you want a snoof?
Have a snoof.
A snoof?
Pour your shot.
It actually says on the label,
not
bitter.
Sweet.
It actually says,
careful,
bitter.
It's open.
So. I know.
Is that?
Oh yeah, we were just sniffing it.
That doesn't smell sweet at all.
It smells sweetish. It's got a hint of sweet.
Smells like it's going to fuck me
anyway,
up.
Anyway, do you want to pour
well,
your
I was
shot?
Expecting like a raspberry.
You're gone. You won't.
I'm going to pour my shot.
You
well, you've have. Got the bottle and your shot glass.
Over there?
No, these are our three shot glasses.
Your where's
shot
my one? It didn't even get rinsed out.
Oh, who
no, it did.
Oh. Who was rinsing?
Oh, wait, that's right. You
it.
Dropped it on the floor.
No, there's three there, so there's one each.
For people, for people watching or listening, we are recording at a different week than... week
pass
before.
Them down.
That's yours. Oh.
Thank you.
Fucking robbed.
Where? No, just go get another shot
glass. I'm not stepping off camera. It's my good side.
He's the talent.
I'll just drink out of the bottle.
Bloop. Oh.
No, your shot glass is being rinsed for you.
Oh, so I have to drink it.
What?
You, if you want to be on this podcast, you have to do a shot at the beginning, another drink, and then a shot at the end. The rules are the rules, and the facts are the facts.
The rules are the rules, and the facts are the facts.
So far, I really like the drinks in the middle.
You got to pay the tax.
You really like the drinks in the one that you've had. You don't know what a Negroni tastes like, which is what we're going to have
no
as
idea.
Our cocktail.
Hey, we're waiting for producer Aiden. He's coming back for the rinse glass.
Here's one I prepared earlier.
Oh, and there's Tonic doing the slop, slop, slop.
Yeah. Our other dog, Tonic, is currently drinking loudly.
Tonic!
He won't stop. He won't stop for anything. Also, you might hear some crickets
no clinkies,
in the background.
No clinking, it's common.
Italian.
Common Italian.
Salute is the like more formal way, but chin chin is actually...
Oh, chin chin.
That's easy. Chin chin.
Yeah.
Salute, you bloody commoners.
Oh, no, that's not... Holy shit. You know when you spew,
that's
you're,
not
at,
sweet
you're
at, all.
At the end and you get like the yellow
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the bile?
That's what
you
it tastes like.
When
you
spew, you're at the end you get the yellow stuff. Don't know what you mean, Bob. That was delicious.
Pass it down.
Oh.
I actually don't mind that.
No, that actually, for me, personally.
Personally, I don't
enjoyed
mind
it.
Did you?
So now we know that when we're out with Polly and we want to do shots, we'll get her Campari.
As long as it's cold. You know, I'll do shots as long as they're cold.
You all heard that, folks. Tequila. As long as it's cold.
Okay, so we'll make ourselves some cocktails in a minute. But for not now... Yeah, but yeah. There's other drinks in with it.
When the moon hits your eye like...
Polly Solo.
That's so those not the facts.
So, the first recorded alcohol, or the first record of alcohol being distilled in Italy was at the medical school.
Of course it was.
Which I can't... Scholar Medica Salernitana.
So, like, the nurses were getting lit on break.
Well, it was a school, so they're not qualified yet.
It was the School of Medicine in Italy. Like,
yeah.
The first one. And they were distilling alcohol for medical purposes.
And they were like, we'll just try it.
They weren't drinking it, distilling it.
Oh, it tastes good. That's not Italian, is it?
That wasn't Italian.
No.
I'm not sure
that was actually English with a weird voice.
Well, Northern. Which is good.
Oh, it tastes good.
Yeah, that's a whole hybrid of accents there that was all over the
worrying.
Place.
How did...
And that was in the 12th century. But alcohol was likely to be there before that. But that's the first recording of...
Which is the nurses having a little tipple.
No, it's them making medical alcohol for use in surgeries to, like, sterilise stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isopropyl and stuff nowadays is used to sterilise and clean.
Which is alcohol-based. So that's what they were distilling the alcohol for in that purpose.
So they had nothing else to...
No, there's nothing. Like, water and stuff would be full of bacteria back in those days.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard to find anything that was, like, pure clean. So to have stuff clean, you had to distill it, like, and burn it off and have alcohol.
And
there's so many questions running through Bob's mind right now. His face.
Now, like, the back of my tongue is, like, so bitter right now.
Do you not have a chaser drink?
I did. But
you drank it all?
No, it's still there.
That might help. It's a bit different. Sweeter drink.
Oh, I hate that one.
So wine is probably the most commonly thought of alcohol for Italy. But
Prosecco.
Prosecco. Do you love Prosecco? But
is that Italian? Kind?
Yeah.
Mm. Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Wow.
The Italian version of champagne.
Never knew.
Did you not?
Well, now you do.
No, I didn't. I had no idea.
Oh.
So who thought to put orange juice with it?
No, that's champagne. A mimosa
is
technically champagne and orange juice. Prosecco is...
So it was Kiwis that were like, actually, let's put Prosecco...
Yeah, well, Prosecco's cheaper.
Literally anyone who was like, yeah, Prosecco is cheaper than proper champagne.
What's in a Bellini? That's...
Peach liqueur.
Peach liqueur. That's Italian.
Delicious.
Lovely good
Bellinis peach. Are nice. You'd like a Bellini squish.
Yeah, you would.
Never met him.
Don't know him.
Probably a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'd have a beer with him.
You know what we could, before we move to the cocktails, we could have a shot of Di Serrano, which is also Italian. Which people might prefer.
Amaretto.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay. Right. Cool.
Right. Yeah. Arm has been twisted. Yeah. Okay.
The world's favourite, says it on the bottle.
Does it?
World's favourite Italian liquor, yeah.
Liqueur.
Does it say where it's made? Obviously Italy, but, like, does it say...
China! Yeah, Tamahiri.
Is it?
No, it doesn't.
No, that'll be where it's, like...
imported and distributed in New Zealand, firstly.
Yeah, distributed from a company in Tamahiri.
Well, no, I'm sticking with Tamahiri, so...
Mate,
good on you, Tamahiri.
Campari's made in Milan.
Milan, that's where you do all the good shit.
Oh, that's like where that's fancy, eh? Milan.
They do a lot of fashion shows and stuff.
Like fashion, yeah. It's big on like high fashion.
Fashion.
That sounds more French than Italian, but yeah.
Fashion.
Bloody French.
Oh. down to the sort of a mutthead sort of parley.
What? What just happened in your head in the last 4 seconds?
I said down to the depths of Muttonhead or Parley, the French.
No, you didn't. You said a wobba bob bob.
I said, what time is it?
No, you fucking didn't.
You said a wobba bob bob.
Cheers.
Don't you clink me, you daddy.
Chin
gypsy.
Chin.
Chin chin.
Don't clink.
Don't clink.
It's too high.
Blah, 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 blah.
Is that better, Bobs?
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Oh, it's really nice. It tastes
that's
like...
That's like cherries.
Yeah, it tastes like cherry cola.
If you're listening to this on Spotify, you need to head to our YouTube and watch it there because Bob's face was...
What's everyone's face? Bob's face is something
that's quite nice.
Different.
That's like Doc Pep in a shot.
Yeah, yeah, Doc Pep.
Yeah, but like super, super sweet.
Yeah, Doc Pep.
You mix it with...
well, that's what I think you...
How bizarre. They went from like super bitter to super sweet. Weird.
A chicken cherry cola.
A fucking what?
A chicken cherry cola.
It's not a thing. That is not a thing.
Like the Savage Gardens.
That is not a thing.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
A chicken cherry cola.
A chicken cherry cola.
That's not a thing. You've made that up.
Chicky
like
the
film.
Savage
Garden
song.
Right. Yep, that's where we're going. Next fact!
Who is playing that song?
Aiden. Aiden is deep in the depths.
I can just hear like
either
this.
Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra. It doesn't matter. He's really enjoying himself.
I'm editing.
So,
it was like, this bit's going to get cut. I'm just going to start doing my own
when the moon hits your eyes.
Next fact.
The next fact. Okay, what have we got? Oh, so the drinking age?
16.
So
surely it's going to be young for Italy.
No, well,
the legal age to buy alcohol is 18.
But to
there's
drink
no
it.
Real yeah. law
if you're
about
the,
drinking
if
it.
If you're in the restaurant with your mum and dad, you're having a carbonara.
As long as you don't look like an 8-year-old or younger,
you can get
I'm trying to
you
listen
want.
To trying to listen to the fact teller tell the facts. And you're hoopa doopa doop in between before she finishes a fucking sentence. So, burr, burr, burr.
So yeah. So the legal age to buy alcohol is 18.
Yeah.
But you can pretty much drink at any age. And if you're in a restaurant, you can drink, if your parents say so, at any age. And... We're going to focus on the podcast, Polly?
Sorry.
That is a great.
I told off for talking.
So rather than listen, you just go, oh, I'm just going to go on my phone.
Like this shit, I'm on my phone. People on my phone want to hear me.
Right, anyways, crack on. In yeah. So if you're in a restaurant.
And you're with.
Family.
Family.
Yeah.
You can pretty much, unless you look like young child.
Yep.
You're fine to drink.
Aye.
Oh, so if you're like 10, you can have a wine. Yeah. Wow.
But you're 10, but you look at least 16.
No, you don't have to look.
Oh, you don't?
No, you just don't have to. You're just not trying to look young.
Oh.
Also about like the binge drinking culture, right? So like in New Zealand, we have horrific binge drinking culture.
Because you're meant
to. What do you mean?
That's because like, people, like you're not talking. Meant to drink until you're 18, and so then...
Well, 18 is the drinking age, but you can... Your mum and dad can shout your bubbles at the restaurant.
At
but
the
you
Raza.
Have to be 16, yeah. don't you, for that? Or
yeah,
you're
I think
England,
so.
No, I don't think it matters.
It's not... I'm pretty sure there's a thing over here that if you're with your dad or mum...
Or your guardian.
Or your guardian, yeah. You can have a drink with them as long as it's okay with... The license premise
at
and
16 or young any age.
No, it's not any age. I think it might be 16.
Take a 1 year old. Take a 1 year old.
I think it's six.
Six.
I think it's.
So I'm pretty like I can't remember now, but I'm pretty sure in England it's like
five.
Five.
Yeah. You can drink
years
like
old.
Taken to the
yeah.
Pub.
Yeah.
For a
no.
You can't. Not in public.
No,
so not in like a pub, but at home.
At home, yeah.
Yeah,
like
you can give your infant alcohol
well, no,
whatever you want.
That's the point. Like, is that it's illegal to give a child under five
well,
alcohol?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. What's the age for like
if you've got younger siblings and mum's gone off to work and she's like, I'll be back at 5.
Help yourself to the Jack Daniels.
For babysitting.
Yeah, what's the issue for babysitting?
Where? Here? England?
In the UK. Carol is here.
I feel like 12, but then I feel like you'd get that's totally wrong and it's more like 14.
I mean, at what age can you cook garlic bread in Italy? I don't know why we're talking about New Zealand and the UK because we're on Italy.
Three, I reckon.
Three. Yeah. You can work an oven at. I don't even think you can work an oven now, Bob.
They train them in newborns. They hold their hand.
I said cook.
They train them in newborns.
You thought I said cut.
Have you not seen those TikToks?
You're married to me and you thought I said cut. I said cook.
Cook. Oh, cook.
Bob, you've got cock on the brain. Stop it.
Oh.
I can't hear you properly from there. We're too far away.
Where do right. We need to? So we did a shot of...
We need to go make some Negronis. So
Producer Aiden, please pause.
Chin chin.
Chin chin squash. Chin chin. Pops.
What? Right.
Do you not like the Negroni?
Oh, that tastes like fucking balls.
And you know what balls taste like. let's ask the real person who would actually know.
I can tell you that they do not taste like it.
Yeah, can Taylor say balls
don't taste like
pleasant tasting?
What?
Balls are pleasant tasting.
It's the bitter. I can't get.
What are you looking at me for?
That you don't know what balls taste like.
Bitter balls. I don't know what balls taste like. No, I'm married to a female.
They're not bitter, anyway.
No.
All right, that was
it. Anyway, that was a segue. And
those skaters are quite cool, yeah.
The what?
The segue. Oh,
segue skaters.
Yeah.
No, I meant like. Never mind. So drinking in public is legal in Italy.
So yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
I knew that because I remember my dad actually walking around with a drink in his hand, just willy nilly shopping around.
So
cool.
When
I can't remember what it was.
Not a cellar.
Is that Spanish in it? Estrella.
Estrella is Spanish. Yeah.
I said Estella.
Estella.
That's Belgium.
Stella. Also not Stella. Italian.
Stella Artois.
Peroni would be Italian.
Oh, Peroni's a good beer.
My dad does love Estella.
Was that your dad loves Estella?
Yes. I like Estella.
So when I went around Europe with Coley and Katie, we did quite a lot of Italy, but when we were in Milan, there's this square that people just go to at night to drink like and hang out, and so we like read up on it and we were like, well, that sounds like a cool idea. So we went down and there was literally like there weren't even bars, it was just, can you please stop licking yourself, Jim?
I think I know the square you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like in the day it's still a super famous
yeah, it's got all the on one side, it's got all the pillars up one side of the building. And then it comes across another building, and there's...
Are you talking about the I don't know if that's in Milan.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Milan's fancy.
Milan is.
So fancy.
It's fashion.
With a fashion.
But so we were walking to this square, and there was, you know, like the takeaway places that are just an opening on the street?
Fish and chip shop, yeah.
No. I'm talking about, like, in Hamilton. There's like the
takeaways, not
the
on road.
Place.
Oh on, like, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like literally just
the shop front,
like, a window that they open, and then you can order at the window. And they had that for beers and stuff, and you could just get a beer in a plastic.
This is not
cup.
A thing that happens in Hamilton. You can never
fucking shit.
And we bought like some bottles of alcohol in this tiny little shop
on the wall.
And it was literally like you walked in and it was just like shelves all around you, very close. And we bought some, I'm sure we bought limoncello because Coley frosts a limoncello.
Who doesn't love a limoncello?
I do love a limoncello.
I fucking love limoncello.
I fucking love a limoncello.
We've gone Northern English. While we talk about Italian liqueur.
Have you got a budget?
No, have you got a dog? No,
you got
but
a dog.
But I've got a budget.
No, I've got a budget.
Mind your glass, you nearly
you got a budget. I fucking love budget.
And
budgies, yeah.
Have you not seen that video? Oh, we love it. So there's a video of these two drunk guys coming home.
Northerners.
I'd say they're from Yorkshire somewhere. Because they sound very similar to Sam and his family. So somewhere in Yorkshire, I don't want to say Hull, because they might not be from there, but they're drunk coming home and it's caught on their doorbell camera. And one of them's like, have you got a dog? And he's like, no, but I've got a budgie.
I've got a budgie.
You're joking.
I fucking love budgies.
I fucking love budgies.
And that's become our...
Parents, Sam's scratching our...
Yeah, he's scratching off Italy.
Simba?
Oh, it's so small.
The little boot.
Simba.
Looks like a boot,
Simba.
Doesn't it?
Simba. Mm. Italy.
Little Italy.
I can't wait little. For us to script, I think.
What was that? Did you say? Aiden, what did you just say?
Little Italy. Yeah.
Anyway, Italy.
Bob's facts on Italy.
Yeah, have you got any facts for Italy, Bob's? Hey there, fellow adventure seekers and beverage enthusiasts. We're reaching out to ask you for your support in keeping the spirits high and the stories flowing on Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Our show takes you on a global journey through drinks, cultures and captivating histories, and we're excited to continue bringing you these unique experiences. Here's how you can help. Join our Patreon community for exclusive perks, early access and a chance to shape our upcoming episodes. Treat us to a virtual drink or two to show your appreciation for our content. Or share our podcast with friends and family who love travel, culture and a good drink.
The only thing I expected coming out of your mouth then, not semen, was pizza or pasta or calamari.
Calamari.
Oh, I love a good calamari.
Yeah.
Is that even Italian?
Calamari.
Yeah.
Calamari. Is it?
Is it?
Calamari is the Italian word for squid.
No, they're different.
I don't think it is.
Is it not?
No, I'm pretty sure they're different.
Producer Aiden, fucking Google that, because yeah. I don't think it is.
No, I feel like they're different things. But I could be wrong. I do not eat seafood.
It is squid.
It is squid?
Calamari, I'm pretty sure, is squid.
Or
I've been eating a
is
lie.
The Italian
a squiddish.
The squid.
A squiddish.
Like the
creature?
Italian term.
Could be. We'll find out in T-minus 3 seconds.
I don't know, but it tastes good.
I don't know. I don't eat it.
Turkey, Spain, Italy, and Greece.
It's all the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So it's like a...
Mediterranean
yeah.
squid.
Eastern
Weird.
Block.
What?
Eastern Block isn't Mediterranean.
Eastern Block? Where the fuck are you at the moment?
Eastern Block.
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Block.
Oh.
Oh.
We've had a gas.
Hang on.
Calamari originates from Italy.
Hey!
Italian word calamaro.
Calamari.
We've been saying it wrong this whole
calamaro.
Time.
Calamaro.
Oh. Calamari? So the word calamari.
It's Italian for ink pot.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's squid.
Oh, so they ink.
Actually,
the ink
pot would be just the liquid they excrete. Sorry. They excrete.
They don't excrete an ink pot.
No, but like the ink, yeah. Oh.
But then most words are derived from Italian or Latin.
Well, yeah, Latin is there.
Latin's a big one. That's what I wanted to get tattooed on my face next, the two Latin words under my eyes.
What?
Calamari.
Yeah, calamari, yeah.
And excrete.
Calamari, excrete. That's what I was going to get on my face.
You could get calamari and calamari.
Not ink pot?
I could get ink pot, yeah.
That would actually work with all your tattoos. That could be quite clever.
In Latin, just ink pot.
Well,
yeah.
Calamaro.
Ink pot.
Or yum spaghetti.
Yum spaghetti.
Why would I get yum spaghetti?
Why not?
I mean, you're right. I'm not going to argue the fact, but I won't get yum spaghetti. I don't even really like spaghetti. I get spag bol.
Spag bol.
I like spag bol.
We'll have a good spag bol.
I don't really like spaghetti. I like spag bol, though.
No, like... it's like the only spaghetti meal that everyone's like...
Spag bol.
It's the standard spaghetti dish.
Yeah.
But can we just talk about it for a minute?
What, spaghetti?
Spag bol. We've been talking about it for about a minute. Yeah,
spag bol.
The same as noodles?
No.
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 Okay, what? It depends if you're American. So Americans call all pasta noodles.
Noodles. The same
thing.
Yeah.
So noodles, Asian noodles are not made the same as
spaghetti.
Pasta.
Yeah.
But Americans call pasta noodles.
So even when it's like same?
No. Even when it's a lasagna sheet,
lasagne.
They call that noodles.
It's lasagne. So it's
a whole sheet of lasagna and they call that noodles.
They call that noodles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't get on to what we disagree with the Americans on, though, so moving on.
Back to Italia.
Do love a lasagna.
Mini Coopers.
Do love a Mini Cooper.
Italian job, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. That's the thing. My name is Michael Caine.
There is definitely an echo in here.
There is an echo in here.
Yo, my name's Polly. Polly the parrot. All right? Calm down.
Want a cracker?
Calm down. Want a cracker?
Now you're repeating
me. Thanks, Bobs.
That was a good one. I like that.
He didn't know how good it was until he said it. And he was like, oh, funny.
Polly, want a cracker?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so how's everyone liking their cocktail? Sam is the only one that hated it, and he's the one that's finished it.
Yeah, well, I figured if I just smashed it back, it wouldn't be as bad. And then I did the whole thing and went, that was a fucking mistake. That was really, really shit.
Well, why don't you have some Disaronno to
I will do after. But my rating on that drink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
On the shot.
Yep. Rating on the shot.
On the shot.
Yeah.
Four.
Oh, yeah.
That's a better one.
I didn't like the aftertaste.
It's got a herby aftertaste.
And then it tastes like your stomach lining.
I wasn't going that far.
Didn't know that had a herby aftertaste.
Some of us
but
way more hungover than the others when we showed up today.
I'm not hungover anymore. I'm drunk.
Some of us worked all day.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah, I'd give the shot a four, and I'd give the cocktail, you're not going to like this.
Is it going to be less than a four?
Yeah.
It got worse?
Yeah.
A three? A two? A one?
Two.
A two?
I'm giving that cocktail a two.
You're joking.
What did you give last? Oh, not last week's. Turkey, the week before.
Raka.
No, yeah, with the water. What did you give that? Because that was way worse than, surely you can't think.
Nah,
this is...
I would have rather drank the raka and water than that.
The lion's milk.
Yeah. I would have rather drank that than that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think I give the raka and the water the lion's milk. I think I give it like a 4 or a 4.5. Can't
we
remember.
We have different taste buds.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's yuck.
This is
it's
like...
It's the back of the tongue.
The teeth and the lips.
Is that what he
the
said?
The teeth and the lips.
No, they don't normally reach the back of my tongue.
I was like, thank God someone else understood.
I love how you say terrible gag reflexes.
Yeah.
So you've got multiple.
Yeah. I do. There's like a middle.
A mid.
Oh, the front. The front's fine.
He's a mid.
Keep it there.
Keep it middle, at the front. That's all teeth.
Middle, you're going to back. Yeah. You know when you scrape your tongue?
Well, I would. I do love a Negroni though, but I would give... The cocktail is like an 8 for me.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Delicious.
That's quite high.
I'd probably rather have one made at a bar with like the orange and everything.
I wish mine was colder. That's all I've got to complain about. That I wish mine was more chilled.
So, you know, when we first made them, they had ice in. And then it took everyone so long to get back to this situation.
Jenny, did you hear that? You talk too much.
that our drinks had gone warm by the time we got back to filming.
Also, producer Aiden has just disappeared.
He's not listening.
He's gone for a poo.
He's not kind. Feels like a lie.
Yeah, but all in all, I don't mind that. That episode, like, it was a shit drink, but...
But you like Italy?
Yeah. Like, I was gonna...
Just the Rona stuff. That stuff's...
Yeah.
Italy would be up there for, like, places to live or to visit often.
Is that the place that's paying people to stay there?
What?
No. No.
Babe,
no. I know what you're talking about, but no.
If they are, I'm moving tomorrow.
No, there's some places...
To get the population up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was trying to put it in the fridge.
Why?
No, we're still filming, Polly.
Oh, we're not done.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
So it's not Italy.
He didn't go to do a poo. And he's also not in the podcast. He can still listen in from wherever he goes to.
It's fine.
We've not done our final shot. You've not finished your drink. I don't think we need you to finish your drink, though.
Nope.
There's only a mouthful left, though. You can do it.
You take it, babe.
Go on, grasshopper. No, I don't want
to. Sam, would you like to do the honours of pouring us our final shots?
Are we going
to
have that one or that one?
No, just Serrano. People have the choice. So,
De Serrano? We're going to go De Serrano?
De Serrano.
People's choice.
I mean, we got 3 out of 5, sir.
Did you say Campari, but you won't finish your Negroni?
I said nothing.
Oh.
Why is everyone mad at me? I said nothing.
Not mad, Polly, just disappointed.
Oh. The deep
I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's not nice.
We do not condone violence on this podcast.
No. Chin chin.
It's quite sticky, isn't it?
Pinky's out. She's got syphilis.
You did have your pinky out. Take your shot so we can finish the episode, please. Thank you.
You're trying to hide your syphilis nail.
Nice, sister.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. I'm sure that was quite a painful listen this week.
What do you mean?
I'd say it's entertaining.
All in all, Italy is done. We've scratched it off the board. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks. Bye.
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 That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.